Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carry. Move on to resolutions. Start with, resolution 333. And this is proclaiming September 2015 as Walk to Addiction Awareness Month. And we have one of the sponsors here, so probably want it.
Move for discussion?
Yep.
I think it's fitting that we bring this proclamation to Ulster County. It comes on the heels of our Ulster County Coalition Against Narcotics report that's happening later this month in the full legislature. And I think that we need to step up the awareness factor in Ulster County because especially heroin addiction is still kind of taboo. We need to bring it to the forefront. We've seen, you know, here, the staff couldn't point out people exactly who had the traumatic brain injury from a drug overdose, but I guess they said there was just in the last month. What was the percentage?
7%.
5 people, yeah. So I think that this can only do good. One of the things is doing something for the community in this way, in a proclamation, to let people know that we're thinking about it and that we are actually working on something instead of just providing lip service.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's a good resolution. I don't see any downside to it. I'm happy to sponsor.
Welcoming awareness, I think, is key. More than people are aware of what's going on out there. And, like you had mentioned, it's a move away from the town kind of thing. It's real when it's happening. And I heard that there's, but in New York alone, 180,000 plus people have addiction problem, which is essentially that's the population of Ulster County. So,
Yeah.
Right. It's crazy.
Well, but in one of the beginning of the UCAN meetings, it was told to us that 5% of the population had some kind of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be drug addiction, alcohol, tobacco. There's some addiction. Well, that's 1 in 5.
Anyway, I think that's a good resolution. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. All right, let's move on to, what was that, 334? The approving execution of contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County of Multi, County Community Development Corporation. This is to provide case management counseling intervention for youth who have received PIMS and JD, petitions through family courts. This is typical, I think we spoke to the committee last year. And, but the county is going to have to provide case management services for youth in the county who have been adjudicated as persons in need of welfare PIMS. And this firm provides case management services. And that's the county, of course, 11% is shared in federal and state, $60,000, a little over $60,000.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second. Any discussion?
I just wonder, because we are moving away from housing our own services and contracting health services, now social services, because these are pins, right? Persons in need of supervision. Because I know the county took care of all of that. So I don't know whether it's good or bad. When I looked at this resolution the other day, when they were posted, Multi-County Community Development Corporation, I was kind of like, because it doesn't sound like the name doesn't sound like what they do, but obviously we're only paying 11% of it to something that we need, and it's mandated as
in my district.
And we have the contract right here. Which I'm glad. I'm glad that all the contracts.
No, it is. All these were provided. There was an issue that I was speaking with Eric about earlier today regarding what the contracts may have made. We got a new resolution. I guess there is a discrepancy in the cost kind of abstract and the actual contract. So that's all straightened out. And that's 338, so we'll get to that. Actually, it's all straightened out now, so we don't have to address it. So, anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried.
On to
we need to see statistics of how many people you've helped, how many saved, how many people are coming back into the program, did they fail, how many succeed, however it is. I can't even get a grasp on what statistics are in all the programs that they have. But that being said, I
would assume that the Department of Social Services, as well as the Health Department, who administers these contracts, keeps track of them.
I think we had brought this up to Ken Cronin before, and I guess there is a state oversight, I guess,
The contract was written between the Health Care Department and Social Services.
Right, and we're the ones that even have
managed. I would assume that
Ultrahanny would have some responsibility for oversight.
Yes, oversight.
No, I
understand. They're tracking it.
They'd
be reporting to us.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Not having the family Woodstock come to report to us, but to have the Department of Social Services come to report to us.
Okay.
So they're the ones responsible.
Well, they're going to be the ones that are taking the information, but they're not the ones that are providing the service.
They're not providing the service, but the contract is between them and Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
they should be administering the contract.
Sounds reasonable.
They should be keeping track of it.
Yeah.
I think
that's reasonable. Mm-hmm. You know, I know
and
the protocol would be go to
find out whether they're doing their job or not.
Right. Well, I think that the protocol would be to go to the county executive's office and to ask them to ask the director of social services or the deputy director of social services to provide us with statistics on the programs that they contract out.
Right.
That would be a
good idea.
As well as the Department of Health, which are some of the other contracts that we...
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great.
Duly noted.
I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Right. Well, that said, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, that's why there's a strike then, 338.
Mm-hmm. 338.
We're just trying to table and
right.
Put together and then...
You want to just want to move this?
Sorry. 338.
Second. All right. And the permanent execution of contract, I think that's the county of Vermont. Permanent initiative for business state mandate for Danville Security. And related services. There was a minor discrepancy, I think, between the actual contract and the abstract. And I think it originally said that $250,000, and now it was $235,000. So.
I mean, the county executive's office was invited to the meeting, right? I mean, they knew where we were.
Yeah, of course.
Can't say I email him every meeting.
Okay.
Because,
you know, I mean, these resolutions only became public on Friday, I think, right? Friday afternoon.
Well, a lot of them are generated from the office.
No, I understand that. Yeah, but I mean, for legislators to ask some questions before the meeting is kind of
short
notice.
Yeah, you're the first, second meeting of the month.
Right.
Actually, he hasn't been here in... I don't know if he has.
The time before he left early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He left the Jeanette.
Friday, he had at least at an opportune time before you had a question for him.
Right. Right before then.
Yeah.
So I'll move this.
Yeah, it was moved.
Oh, it was moved.
Yeah, we're good.
I looked over this contract too. I'm not a lawyer, you know. I mean, I wish, I don't know if Erica had a chance to. This contract is a lot different than the other contracts.
She's well.
Thank God. In that this group home, foster care group home is different than the other ones. This one is actually like a school. I don't know. They've got culinary, music, yoga, tai chi groups, adventure, clinical interrogative team service providers. I don't know. I'm not saying that. I'm just wondering. You know, this contract, we're into it for 35% of $235,000. This is the first time I saw this company, Vermont Permanency Initiatives. And so last month I brought up the issue of foster care and how much we've been spending. And I just wonder if there's, if we're spending, if these contracts were competitively bid, or you know, how do we come to the conclusion that we're going to use this for some of the foster care?
Did they go through the RFP program?
I don't know. That's going to be a nice, you know, I mean, I know we have to vote on it because it's only $50,000, but that's something that you can put that in the notes to remind you to ask Ken Cornell. How do we come about these contracts? Are these just selected, or are they on like a state contract? You know, Office of General Services state contract? Or?
Yeah.
Right. And because they're not, I don't believe they're in Ulster County.
I don't think that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know why, you know, we've got Children's Home Poughkeepsie, we got the St. Catherine's Home that was outside of the county, and the William White agencies outside the county. And these are institutions that we're putting our Ulster County kids in outside the county.
Now, I think the question would be, are there institutions or facilities in Ulster County that have the ability in order to provide the services that are needed for it? You know, and that's why it's kind of...
And I guess these are specialized, right? Specialized placements again?
Yep.
So, I don't know. All right, guys, that was my rant.
Yep. Anyway, any further? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. All right. On to you. 339. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right. This is authorizing chairman of the county legislature to execute contract with the New York State Department of Health to participate in the childhood lead poisoning primary prevention program. I think we hit something like this, similar to this last month or maybe a month before.
This one's 5 years, I guess.
It is for 5 years. Yeah. It'll be used to support enhanced political efforts to target multi-family, non-owner-occupied dwellings. I guess that predates 1978 and state specifically for ages under six.
Is this only in the city of Kingston?
So I believe so.
Non-owner-occupied pre-1978 dwellings in the city of Kingston where children ages six and under reside.
Yeah. I guess because children, they say six and over,
right.
They can be exposed to, or not have to know what right. Exactly the effect of what's
right. Well,
what pain.
When you're six and over, you're very cautious about
yeah,
what you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
Macaroni, cheese only, chicken fingers, not let pain
anymore. Yeah, that's actually a really good question. Why are you safe after 6 years old?
Not all, it's all anticipated state revenue dollars, so can't go wrong there.
Nope. Not the state. all right. Any other discussion? No? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's only the city of Kingston.
Yep. 345. Move it. Yeah, and it's authorizing chairman of the legislature to execute contract and any amendments to the contract with the New York State Department of Health, this for the WIC program.
This was definitely in an RFP, or an RFA, request for application.
Okay.
There's a letter right here from the State Health Department.
Yeah, a little over $25,000.
That's
county.
Well, that's for, yeah. 16, yeah, but in 2016, the anticipated money goes up to 25, 245, 105, 125, 147, 171, and 142. That goes down again.
Yeah.
2020. Well,
yeah.
Women in crisis, right? That's the program. Right.
Yeah. No, women and children.
Oh.
Yeah, so something like that. Yeah. It's like a nutrition type program that provides for the medications and stuff from prenatal and so forth.
Because
I almost wanted you off.
Oh,
yeah. All right. Any all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. All right. Business, new business.
us, did you schedule for the dyslexia people to come to us over these?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I told them I could try to get them on the agenda for October.
Okay.
September was, we were doing that, so
sure.
It'd just be too much to do. But
okay.
I told them that he'd probably a 10 to 15 minute presentation, questions and answers. Maybe we'll do a screening test and we can all find out.
I'm
going to
fail this.
Yeah. Well, I think you failed your, I won't say normal.
That's your fault.
Dyslexia is kind of weird because dyslexia has a stigma attached to it.
Yeah.
I don't have it all bad. So through the process of meeting with them, found out that I probably am dyslexic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a visual learner and not necessarily a written reader.
No, I'm not sure.
One of the symptoms is that you don't necessarily, it's not that you don't like to read, you go to recreational degree.
Yeah,
read. You do other things. You learn by visual.
I could read a page 3 times before it actually means anything to me. No, it doesn't.
Unless it's something that I'm interested in, and it's a little bit easier. But yeah,
no, I have this,
it's really not no, there's a stigma attached to it, but people like Einstein were dyslexic.
So is there
not typically dyslexia people are, their IQs are in the 150s, 160s. So it's different. They learn differently. They don't learn like what most people say for normal learning is.
Sure. Where was the association?
It's grassroots right now. I attended a meeting down in a lady's house that also has a business. She's a therapist down in Curtis Road, down in England. The gentleman who was spearheading this through the federal system, through Congress, lives in California. And he happened to be there that day, and he asked me a few questions, and he asked me if I would be willing to fill out a form and go on camera for his next movie, because I guess I'm dyslexic.
I'll never look at you the same way again.
I know. I was like one of the top of my class, I'm an overachiever, but...
I learned this one. No, when you were described to read all the people you were with, I was very perplexed because I didn't know. I always thought dyslexic people are people poop, that type of thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it wasn't just
people that see things sort of backwards. And that's why they learn differently because they don't put things in the right order. But I am one of those people who, I don't know if you ever get these things in your email, that the first letter, last letter, and then things could be summed up in the middle.
Sure.
I can read those just like I read the words. I can read words. I can read, if you took this print backwards, I can read it backwards. If you take it backwards and upside down, I can read it almost as fast as I would read straight across. Because my brain is doing something different with it than, I hate to say normal people,
than the typical.
Thank you. And typical, you're finding out now that probably 1 out of 4 people are dyslexic.
I don't remember
who fellow was. Yeah. Yeah. When you start to hear the names of people who were proven to be dyslexic, you'd go, So anyway, there's like an opportunity.
Nikola Tesla, I got one of the most brilliant minds in the...
What's that?
Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
Another one. Yeah.
I was thinking that, maybe, I don't know, years ago, that schools would assess children just as a learning disability.
That's exactly what they want to achieve by bringing awareness out. For instance, my daughter was left... Until this day, she has, I won't say problems, because her kindergarten teacher needs her to do everything right-handed. try to teach her how to write and everything. So my daughter consequently eats right-handed, cuts with scissors right-handed, but she's left-handed. But if she was taught, if she were taught from the beginning to be predominantly left-handed, she probably would have made it through school a lot quicker, different. I mean, she had perfect marks, but it was years she had to go there. We held her back from kindergarten to first grade because the teacher was failing her and all this stuff, and it's only because she was left-handed and the teacher was making her do everything right-handed. She tried to stay within the lines of color. She did it left-handed. It was perfect. She's an artist. And she could do the right hand if she go outside the lines a little bit, because that's not predominant.
Yeah, think about us. Well, being forced to go left hand and go right hand.
That was typical of appropriate schools too, because I guess left handed was considered.
It was like demonized.
Right, you got it.
I'll check it.
All right. All in favor? All right. Very nice.